Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday, and we're going to kind of look ahead by looking back at the Houston Texans game. Although it wasn't very good, there's some pertinent things that I think we got to take a look at, and also some fun things as well. Let's go. I don't know if this is exactly how Greg Olsen would draw it up on the old chalkboard, but Vince Wilfork against Denard Robinson, I don't know about this one. You want to talk about a belly pancake? That's what Vince Wilfork did to D-Rob. This was not the type of ending that left tackle Luke Jokel would like to have had in Houston. Merciless ended up having multiple sacks. Luke Jokel gave up 5 in the game, dropping his head. I want you to watch this in slow motion. This is where Luke can get into trouble. Watch it right there. Doesn't even have to do anything. But once the head drops, you're losing as a left tackle. Now, Luke had a better season this year, but not the ending that they wanted. Now, Luke Jokel's going to have to deal with that all offseason, and it's not going to be fun for him. There's going to be a lot of talk about him. But overall, the offensive line made improvements. 71 sacks allowed in 2014, 51 sacks allowed in 2015, but it's still not good enough, especially giving up 8 sacks against the Houston Texans. And it's going to get more competitive along the offensive front next year, I guarantee you, by this guy. Here it is, 3rd and 1, and look at the wing. That's Tyler Shatley. We all know about A.J. Cannon. The return of Linder is going to make it much better on the inside. But watch out for Tyler Shatley next year. Watch the job that he does blocking on the linebacker, John Simon. But what impresses me the most, look at him on his knees, and he ends up pushing the linebacker back. By pushing the linebacker back, it allows Jonas Gray to power through and convert this 3rd and 1 down play. And the challenge for the passing game, and specifically Allen Robinson, will be what he saw in Houston. Double coverage. Watch what the safety does on the snap. You see him rotate over the top? That's true double coverage because it's not happening on the other side of the field. Allen Robinson, to take the next step, is going to have to learn to contend with this. And Blake Bortles is going to have to learn to protect his wide receiver so this doesn't happen. A hit in Allen Robinson's ribs. Now, the Jaguars' defensive performance in Houston, lackluster. You know, and I knew that this game would tell a lot about certain guys, and it told me one thing I already knew about Roy Miller. He comes to play every week. Let me show you. Watch how stout that Roy Miller is playing on the inside. He fights through the double team, stays on Jones, the center, and then makes the tackle. He was like this all day long. And congratulations to Roy Miller, a nose tackle who ended up with 4 sacks. And this was the 4th one. A sack caused fumble of Brian Hoyer. A game that was meaningless, but it meant something to him. Now defensively, the Jaguars have to get better on 3rd down. Here's a 3rd down opportunity to hold the Texans to a field goal and focus in at the top. 2 wide receivers, 2 defensive backs. The inside guy, Jonathan Cyprian. Watch him. You see how he's indecisive? He's not sure, do I cover the tight end or do I cover the back in the flat? But everybody else seems to be decisive. This can't happen going forward. I know that it's a rushing cover combination to success in the National Football League. The Jaguars need help with their pass rush, but they're not going to get any help or better as a defense unless they clean up the back end as well. Now on Sunday, I saw the hardest hit that I have seen all year long. And it was Hayes Pollard hitting the pulling tackle, Dwayne Brown. I want you to watch this at regular speed and then in slow motion. That's regular speed. Now let's watch it in slow. That is a big time hit and a big time injury for Dwayne Brown. Football is an incredibly violent sport, and Dwayne Brown ended up tearing his quadriceps tendon on that play, an unfortunate injury to a 2-time Pro Bowler. I wish Dwayne Brown a speedy recovery.